Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings. This is Ken Freeman, and this is today's My WordPress Help Desk podcast. And in the news today, you're going to be learning about WordPress 4.4, about new plugins and new developments and things of that nature. And then, of course, in our WordPress focus, I'm going to be focusing about building apps to boost your web business. You know, apps are coming things, and so I want to focus on that in today's show. And you don't want to miss today's WordPress Q&A when I'll be answering some real questions that people have been asking about WordPress. Now, if you want to be part of today's Q&A, well, then send me an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's support@mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. And always, as this show could not be here without the help of our family of sponsors, I want to tell you about our fine line of help support to you that are using WordPress. First, let's talk about hosting-master.com. Where can you go for the absolute fastest and most secure WordPress hosting? Where can you go to ensure that your WordPress is up to date every day of the week and to ensure that no one hacks into your site? The answer is simply hosting-master.com. That's hosting-master.com. Call them today and ask about their free transfer service to help get your WordPress on the best hosting for WordPress. Call 214-703-0505. Now, if you need a site created, no matter how large or small, get a custom quote from wp-sitemakers.com. They have 20 years experience and use only the industry's best tools to ensure your full satisfaction. Call them today at 214-703-0505 and ask for me, Ken Freeman. If you use a WordPress site, the critical key to your site's security is keeping it updated. And friend, why bog yourself down having to log in every day just to keep those plugins and themes and WordPress versions updated? Let the pros at Site-Keeper take that worry off your shoulders. And that's site-keeper.com. Our name says it all. We keep sites safe and secure and fully updated remotely. And a fourth sponsor is my-donations.com, a special e-commerce SaaS service for those nonprofits wanting a safe, secure, and easy-to-use online payment service. And at my-donations, we also provide nonprofits with fully customized, full-page responsive banquet sites, walk-a-thon or run pages, golf tournaments, even pledge campaign pages with their own secure Stripe payment system that delivers that money back to their appropriate bank in 2 days on a regular process. And that's my-donations.com. You can access our archives right here by subscribing to blogtalkradio.com, and you can also bookmark our website, mywphelpdesk.com. Tell your friends about us. Post a tweet to your friends about our podcast. Now, let's get started. In the news, here's what I have for you. WordPress 4.4 beta number 2 is now available for download and testing. In other words, this is another week of progress and the REST API lives. Here's some highlights of what you can expect in WordPress 4.4. It's going to remove all global inclusion of wp-admin/include/admin PHP. For a long time, the REST API loaded wp-admin/includes/admin.php to make use of the admin utilities. Now it only loads those admin utilities when it needs them. If your custom endpoints make use of admin utilities, you'll need to make sure to load wp-admin/includes/admin.php before you use them. 4.4 is also going to give you easier access to the featured image, post links directly to a featured image, and attachments include meta details and attribute in the embed context. And for image attachments, media details includes a size array for image sizes, which is useful for templating. And, you know, that's been a feature that's been part of WordPress for the past 6 years. Users have been able to embed YouTube videos, tweets, and many other resources using a nifty feature called OEmbed. Well, today the WordPress team is considering extending this feature by merging the OEmbed API plugin directly into the WordPress core. According to the WP Tavern, WordPress freelancer Adam Sushi has written a report on the dangers of accepting credit cards. And you can go over to WP Tavern to view this report in full. But if you're running or opening a new WordPress business, I think all of you should read Adam Sushi's warning of the dangers of accepting credit cards. Sushi is a WordPress developer based in Orlando, Florida, and describes what happened after working with a client that claimed to be hearing disabled. Sushi went through the usual process of sending over a contract, bringing in a designer, discussing scope, and sending an invoice. The client then claimed to be in the hospital and requested help to pay for one of the contractors involved with the project because he didn't accept credit cards. And according to Sushi, this should have been a red flag, but I ignored it, he says, because I had also been a trusting person who is sympathetic to people with disabilities, and I'd figured I had proof of everything, so I thought I was protected, but I was so wrong. To make this long story short, the client was paying with stolen credit cards, and the other contractor was in on the scam. And I discovered the scam when they started getting pushy about the contractor receiving his payments. And when leaving to make the final payment, I got a call from the person whose credit card information had been stolen. I reached out to my client, and all of a sudden, she had disappeared. So you have to be careful. Even when you think you've got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, you've got to be careful, especially in today where scams are everywhere on the internet. Over in plugin news, HumanMade Ltd. is selling its WordPress remote management service called WP Remote. If you recall, WP Remote was launched in 2009 as a plugin called Site Monitor, and it has evolved over time to allow users to upgrade themes, plugins, and WordPress remotely. And this service allows an unlimited of sites to be tracked. HumanMade has not been able to devote the time and resources necessary to maintain the service, even as it continues to do well. According to Tom Wilmot, co-founder and CEO of HumanMade, the team backed out of the premium version of the service due to a lack of resources. They said, "We had ambitious plans for a version 2. We introduced a premium version that we backed out, and they have not been able to act on it. At this time, as they get ready to go to the market, WP Remote has just over 18,000 users with about 96,000 sites monitored." Now, here are some other notable statistics. 1,800 people logged in the past 30 days. 1,200 of those have more than 5 sites added to their account, and 110 of them have more than 50 sites monitored. In the past 30 days, WP Remote was used to perform over 20,000 plugin updates, and each week between 50 and 100 new users sign up, and over half of them go on to add additional sites. So stay tuned to see if someone buys WP Remote. Well, this about wraps up our edition of the WordPress News. If you have any news you want aired on this podcast, then send it to support@mywphelpdesk.com and title it in the subject line, News for Podcast. All right, well, why don't we move into today's WordPress Focus. In today's podcast, I want to talk about how and why to build an app and what this will mean to you to expand and track and increase your business as a WordPress-based business. Let me define what I mean by an app. An app is some PHP or JavaScript or C++ written or coded script that allows for a set of pages and functions. The unique part of an app is that it is, if it's written correctly, it will be playable on platforms including iOS, Androids, Windows, or Google platforms. The idea of an app is to solve business challenges with custom software and mobile app development. When the App Store first arrived, designing for Apple mobile devices was relatively easy to do and straightforward. Sure, developers had to get the grips of touch screens and gestural interaction and rethink visual language for smartphone apps, and games were a world away from desktop conventions, but the iPhone was one device with one screen size and one interaction model. Now, fast forward to today, the landscape is much different. Universal apps must support everything from Apple Watch to iPad Pro. Screen sizes vary enormously, and so does scaling. A 9.7-inch iPad Air displays boasts the same number of pixels as a 7.9 iPad Mini, and interaction models across Apple's iOS, watchOS, and tvOS vary widely as well. And when the App Store first arrived, designing for the Apple mobile devices was easy. However, we know that these things are happening, and we know people are using them more than desktops. And so mobile apps are boosting more conventional menus, buttons, panels, and workspaces. Things have become trickier. A text editor called Ulysses currently supports only the iPad, but an iPhone version is imminent. Co-creator of Ulysses, Max Steelman of The Soulman, explains that the app therefore utilizes two screen modes, a split mode where sections sit side by side, and a narrower stacked layout. Mode changes are automatically triggered by the OS, which Steelman says is helpful as Apple's operating system becomes increasingly complex. An iPhone 6 Plus in landscape acts like an iPad. An iPad split view is akin to a tall iPhone. Even so, plenty of thought still has to go into how to simply interface scale from the smallest phones to the largest iPad Pro. Now, where do you turn for that type of app development? Apps can be very, very expensive, and apps, when built, have to be updated to stay in up to date with all of the iOS and Android and iPhone updates. But if you look around, you're going to find that there's many organizations out there ready to build. Now, I will say most apps start in the $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 range, so be prepared to dip into your pocket if you're going to build an app. But on the smaller size of things, if we look down in Austin, Texas, we're going to find a team that is simply rocking and rolling when it comes to plug-in development. But if we look around, we're going to find that there's a plug-in that is simply rocking and rolling when it comes to app development. Smartphones have become an indispensable part of individuals in the present day scenario, and people today use their smartphones all times throughout the day and night. They are using their smartphones more than they use their desktops, and this is mainly because of the infinite capabilities now being offered on smartphones, that they can do those tasks that were being done by a computer. And also with the advent of the internet and faster technologies such as 3G and 4G, people are now able to access the internet faster using their smartphones. With this, the prominence of apps has grown significantly. Literally, there are millions of apps available that would help users to connect to the services and businesses they're seeking. Business owners usually hire professional app developers to have an app developed for them, but this always involves a huge amount of money and time. And instead, small business owners can make use of a do-it-yourself app maker platform that will help them develop an app for their business with ease. And one such app maker platform that's gaining a lot of popularity is Business Apps. By using Business Apps, you can easily develop a classy and functional app for your business or website. You can work on your app firsthand rather than have a professional app developer develop your app. And also, there is a wide inventory of professional templates available to help you quickly build and design your app. Now, Business Apps was founded in 2010 by Andrew Gadzecki, and it's one of the leading do-it-yourself mobile development solutions on the market. Like most of the solutions on this site, it's geared toward small business owners, musicians, and others that don't really know coding. Their target market is small to medium businesses such as restaurants, realtors, musicians, lawyers, professional services, churches. They boast a strong array of third-party integrations with e-commerce such as Stripe and PayPal and newsletter management solutions, as well as industry-specific integrations with OpenTable and live bookings for restaurants. Users can select an industry-specific template. So if you're working with restaurants or churches or real estate, you can overlay the design information for their website, sync the content, and add various non-coding customizations, and then it can be published quickly over to the Android and iTunes market. Now, with over 6,000 small businesses already launching mobile sites and mobile apps to help customers connect with their business through loyalty programs, ordering food, mobile shopping, and more, I think that business apps is one of the most cost-effective solutions that a small business could have that works across Android, iPhone, and iPad. It starts about $29 for the lowest entry level and the regular standard level where you can have unlimited work and do what you need is about $59 a month, and you can go on up for enterprise level above that. But in other words, most of us are going to be paying between $29 and $59 to have an app and have it be distributed on iTunes and Android's marketplaces. So if you're looking for an app, I would recommend starting with business apps. And then if you're successful and want to move up, then search out one of the many app design houses that are out there that have experience in building that level of development. Well, this brings us to a close of what we have talked about. I've been telling you about how to build an app, what goes into it, and a great builder service that can help even the small business succeed with apps for business. And what I haven't told you is what it can mean to you. You see, when you build an app, you can now maximize the loyalty that your client has to you, because now you are putting a connection on their smartphone. And as you do that, you're now multiplying the number of clients that you have that are going to come to you for what you have. For example, I'm building an app right now for our church that will display on that app our daily devotional, our verse for the day, our Bible study of the week, our worship video of the week, and a place for them to make a donation or for them to ask for prayer. Those six functions are being built into six little pages, and that's going to become an app that we're going to distribute for free through iTunes. And instead of just depending on 51,000 that visit our church site, we're going to now look to try to find about 100,000 or more out there on iTunes that would like to connect to what we have to offer. Well, with that said, it's a great tool for you and your business. Just put on your thinking cap and think about how an app might benefit you, and then contact bizapps.com. All right, let's move into our Q&A. Remember, if you want to ask a question for this Q&A, send it to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Okay, our first question comes from another Ken, and he says, I've got an email with Google today saying that one of my WordPress sites may have been hacked. It even sent me the offending injected URL hack, so I went in and I found and deleted some unknown files on the server and deleted the spam comments and searched using fetch as a Google recommended for the offending URL. This time it says not found. And then I requested a new review of the site to find out from Google why this may take several weeks before the message, because this site may be hacked, is still up, and it has not yet been removed. What must I do to get this site turned back on? Well, Ken, here's my experience with that. Once the site is clean and once you have requested the review, yes, you may be told it takes weeks, but in my experience, it works fairly quickly. And of course, I would also look at your robot's text and sight, map, XML to make sure nothing is polluting them, and then using the all-in-one SEO plugin to generate new files or the SEO by Yoast, then generate these new sitemap XMLs and submit them to Google via the Search Console. This took me about 3 days, if I remember correctly, to get my own site cleaned up from what appeared to be a dangerous site. The next question is also about site security and malware removal. He says, I'm just curious about what folks are using to secure WordPress sites, preventing hacks, fixing and scanning for malware, and so on. Well, I think off the top of my head, the WordFence plugin does a great job of preventing malware attacks. Certainly, if I suspect issues, I will go and use the Security Malware Site Scanner, which does a pretty good job of informing you of infected areas of your website. Of course, being a free service, it's not going to find everything unless you want to pay for the pro version of Security, which I say is well worth it. The best thing, of course, is to back up your sites. And a second very important trick is to write an HT access rule that denies all except for your IP address to access WP login. And thinking about your WP login, why don't you hide your WP login? There's a plugin that will do that for you securely, and everyone else now will find that the page can't be found. In our third question, he asked, how can I write a custom plugin? Well, to write a plugin, you're going to be writing PHP to begin with. Secondly, you're going to build a number of files, and you have to have certain files in this plugin to make it a plugin. And you can get all of the instructions directly from WordPress. https://developer.wordpress.org/plugins. And this will help you to go out and build your own plugin. If you'll just follow the instructions, you're going to be building your first plugin. And I tell you, once you learn how to build a plugin, you're going to be in big demand because people want to know how to create that custom plugin for themselves. I know, for example, on our WordPress, we had a plugin developer help us build a plugin that allows the search function and the display function of our content that is found in our database. And that allows me to now embed those things that are PHP built right into the WordPress webpage. And now, using OEmbed or the iframe, I'm able to see everything that is necessary. It works like a champ, and I'm a big believer in custom plugins. But you've got to be careful, and that is that that plugin has to be updatable. It has to be able to stay up to snuff with all of the changes in WordPress, all of the changes in PHP, MySQL, and so forth. In our fourth question, it's about a WordPress slider, and he says, does anybody know about this one? Well, he gives us a link to clarkconstruction.com, and he's wanting to know how he could find a slider that would have the same effect of dividing the big full-page image into three parts. And then whenever it changes all three parts. How do you do this? Well, when you look at the front page of this website and look at the source, you find out it's not a WordPress site to begin with. But there are sliders called carousel sliders. So if I were you, I would start in the plugin directory and search for a carousel slider. Slick Slider can do it as a standalone premium plugin, and that's available from kenwheeler.github.io/slick. And in our fifth question, my WordPress site is very slow. Please help. I've done my latest blog post, but friends tell me the post is quite extensive, but it's very, very slow coming down. Well, for starters, when I looked at your sample site through GT Metrics, I found it was horribly slow at 32 seconds per page download time. If you look at your waterfall in GT Metrics and look at what it lists, it's going to list all of your problems. It appears off the top, it's your images need optimization for starter. There's a couple of plugins designed to speed up your WordPress and to remove certain JavaScript that are doing things at the top of the page that need to be put at the bottom of the page. And then we need to go and look at a slightly bigger problem, and that is that because you're hosting on GoDaddy's shared account, when I looked at your IP neighbors over at DNS IP neighbors, you will discover that you are hosting with nearly 2,015 other accounts on the same IP. That's 2,000 other accounts on the same IP. That means that any one of those or many of them could overperform, and it would diminish your performance. It means that any one of those could be hacked, and it would allow the hacker to go up the back end of that server and that IP and literally infect everybody on that IP. It also means that it could be that you are looking at the fact that you could be damaging your own reputation by having such a slow site. So let me point you over to Hosting Dash Master. This is our primary sponsor and can give your site a site performance overhaul by speeding it up, placing it on our SSD server on the cloud, and optimizing it for you. We should be able to get your site loading in under 2 seconds. Most of our sites perform even faster than that. And here's why. SSD or solid state drive servers process a WordPress 100 times faster than a SATA drive. And when you think of all the shared hosting problems that places like GoDaddy and HostGator and DreamHost and different ones provide, when you come over to hosting-master.com, you have the ability to choose from, do you want to be on a shared storm server SSD up on the cloud, or do you want to be on a shared WordPress container where you could have up to 10 sites for about $60 a month? It's about $6 a site. Or you could be on your own dedicated SSD server, depending on how big your operation is. But those SSD servers start at about $50 and go up. So Hosting Dash Master can provide you with an incredible slate of services. Not only can we provide you with an upgrade or a speed up optimization package, but we can also make sure that everything on your website is completely updated. That managed WordPress support is very critically important for your WordPress, and it helps you to have the very best that you can have in the way of hosting. Additionally, our hosting-master.com is backed up every week to another SSD server so that we have high-speed one-click restore of any site that has ever been broken. And because we wrap it in a firewall, we make sure that no one is able to get in that shouldn't get in. We have a very strict hardening of our server to make sure that after 3 attempts, people are blocked out, and then we use HT access rules to make sure that no one gets into the WP admin except you. And we even go a step further, and upon your request, we can hide WP admin. And all of these features mean that hosting on Hosting-Master speeds up and secures your WordPress website better than any of these other hosts out there. And I would invite you to transfer over. We have a free transfer service, and we would love to help you with your WordPress needs. Well, this brings us to a close of today's podcast. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to visit Hosting-Master.com. I want you to consider WP-SiteMakers.com for your next event, your next project. And Site-Keeper.com if you need a site to be updated and maintained. And above all, MyWPHelpDesk.com to stay in touch with all of our podcasts, to know what we're talking about by going to our blog and reading about what we talk about. So until next Saturday morning, this is your host, Ken Freeman, saying keep building in WordPress and have fun while you're doing it. Now subscribe before you go and tell your friends about My WordPress Help Desk. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.